Hi, this is Keikui. I am finally back after a week since I posted my verification audio. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much. Well, today's audio is going to be a ramble fab where I'm going to be answering a few of the questions you guys had for me while I use a glass Gyllenhaal on myself. Then maybe I'll use a vibrator on my clit so that I can chase an orgasm after I'm done. Does that sound good? I hope so. And I hope that you're nice and comfortable, whether that be laying down, sitting up, or whatever other position you are right now. As long as it's comfortable for you, that's good. I want what's best for you. So anyway, let's begin. I have a simple question here, which I thought would be the easiest one to answer. Starting off, someone asked if I could describe myself physically. I don't think there's much to describe here other than I'm pretty skinny. I am considered tall where I live. I have long legs and a thigh gap, I guess. I have small breasts, but I love having them played with, especially, but obviously, more so my nipples. I prefer having them caressed and pinched rather than have a mouth used on them, strangely. Someone asked, Do I like being dominated or to dominate? I usually default to submission, but I do like occasionally dominating. To me, the size matter. I've had this discussion with other people before. Anyway, I'm going to turn on the glass dildo is also a vibrator, so I think it would be nice to turn it on. Yeah. Oh, it's a little loud, but that's okay. Then you know. To length, so an ideal size for me would be around 5.5 inches. Anything more is too much. And thickness, if it's too much, I can barely move it. Some of my kinks. I don't have kinks that are too wild. I like pain and restraining. I like being being bitten and spanked and maybe being lightly slapped and having my hair pulled is really good. I love getting my hair pulled and getting choked. I like that a lot. If I could fuck a celebrity, who would it be? Actually, I really don't think about that much. I don't care about celebrities. I never really think about which one I would fuck. What was the most unusual place I ever had sex? I was a bit adventurous back when I was in college. I was in various public places, but I guess the most unusual place was I'm thinking between two places right now. There are some few tourist places. I did it. It was quite risky. but I can't really say specifically. Maybe in the natural reserve where there was a few bunkers used for war. That was pretty fun. Someone asked me if I am shaved, trimmed, or naturally wild. I usually prefer to shave every 2 weeks, and during that time I keep it trimmed. I don't like it wild. Do you have a standard masturbation routine? And if so, what is it? Or do you vary what you do frequently? It really depends. I actually don't masturbate much. Usually once a week. And that is a special occasion. But when I do, I usually have a show going on in the background or a video. I put a show on in the background. I do it until sometimes I just close my eyes and I just like to feel it. And until I come, and usually I maybe try to chase another one right after. I usually come twice. Standard. What was the most spectacular orgasm or series of orgasms you've ever had, and how did you get to it / them? I don't think I kept record of that. I've had a few good series of orgasms, but once I remember this one time, I was told to keep going right after I came, and I was really, really sensitive. So when I had my second orgasm, it was mind-numbing. guys or girls am I into? When it comes to guys, I like them physically bigger. Bigger than me. Wider. Stronger than me. With big arms and big legs, big thighs. And girls, I usually like them on the delicate side. Cute girls, ones that like to keep themselves pretty. What is something totally non-sexual that someone could do or say to you that make you super horny? I like when men are driving. I like seeing their hands move on the steering wheel. And I like staring at people's hands when they do things. I like imagining their hands on my body. And I like when people use it. A tone that has authority. It always makes me shiver. What? I'm gonna turn off the vibrator for a second. What do you personally think is the hottest part of my body? I don't know, I don't usually really think about my body too much. Maybe. Maybe my ass. I do like that. And some people do point it out to me. They think it's it's big compared to the rest of my body, since, like I said, I'm pretty skinny. What's one experience that always makes you wet when you recall it? I have a few. Usually, the ones that are risky. I am a bit of a... I've been called for it. I do like the risk. It makes it feel better. Some stockings, and I like feeling sexy. Anyway, I think I should chase my orgasm now, right? God, I'm gonna put a vibrator right in my clit. You should be able to hear that. When it comes to coming, I have to be doing both at the same time. I have to have something moving inside me and something on my clit to be able to come. It always feels so good when I do both things at once. Mentioned toys and stuff. I want to say that I have a variety of toys. I have 7 toys in total. 2 dildos. And, 5 vibrators that all vary in functions. I would love to play with all of them in one of my future audios. God. I'm shaking pretty bad right now. I don't know why I'm trying to keep quiet. Maybe the idea of recording this makes me feel like I have to be secretive. I don't know. Ha ha. God. That was really something. That was pretty intense. I didn't expect it to be so. God. That one really made me shake. Jesus. I managed to answer all the questions you guys had for me. And I hope that this was as good for you as it was for me. I'll see you next time. I have a few audios planned for you guys. And I'm so excited to record them for you and see what you guys think. So for now, I'll say goodbye, and I wish you a good day, a good evening, or a good night.